The Palace Hotel doorman held the door open for Monica. She exited the taxi, revealing enough cleavage to service his tip, and entered the hotel. She walked up the famous staircase, past the spot where Leona once reigned over her staff, turned left at the top of the stairs, and entered the dining room. Her father watched her walk across the room. It was hard for him to separate the child from the woman approaching him. That changed when he faced reality. Monica had taken over. Now she was running things.
How could this have happened to me? It was the October crash, the failing real estate market. That was it. Even so, how could he let her talk him into this? My guilt. That's it. If I hadn't touched her. If I hadn't touched her.
Daddy dear.
He hated her for calling him Daddy dear. And he hated her for liking their relationship at first. Then things changed.
Hi, precious.
Did you bring the money?
Yes.
Was that matter taken care of?
Of course.
Good.
When am I going to see you? Why did we have to meet here? You could have come upstairs to the apartment.
I hate you.
Then why did you help me?
I didn't help you. It wasn't for you. I am accustomed to living in a certain way. If I didn't do something to save our money, you would have lost everything.
It's not your money yet.
Monica gave her father a dirty look.
It became mine when you agreed to take this way out. Surely you haven't forgotten the papers you signed? Now answer my first question. Did you bring the money?
Yes, it's here.
Wayne Wolford pointed to the case near his right foot.
Good. Let's have lunch.
I don't think I can continue with this.
You have no other choice. You can't walk away from these people.
I still have connections.
What are you going to do? Go to Washington and tell your friends that you've been laundering drug money and now you want the people you're dealing with put away? Get real.
Wayne rubbed his hands together.
Sooner or later, we're going to get caught.
How? Don't you know anything? It's a new world out there, Daddy dear. You think you're the only one sticking his hand in the pie? You'd better get that idea out of your head. You can't go to anyone you know in Washington because you don't know who you can trust.
Wayne shifted in his seat again.
This money goes a long way. Go to the wrong person and Lau will find out about it, then what? I'll tell you what, he'll kill us, all of us. Then he'll look for the rest of our family. That's the way they do things.
He can't be that powerful.
He's not that powerful. It's the money. Where else can you make the kind of money we make, and it's tax-free? Next time you go to Washington, take a good look and watch who's living well, too well, for the money they make down there. Then you'll know what you're up against.
Wayne pondered the idea and nodded his head in agreement.
Daddy dear, this is America's latest opportunity. Corruption. It might not last, but everybody has their hands in the pot grabbing all they can before the motherlode runs out.
You're wrong. I think better of this country. There are still some good people in Washington.
Yes, but you're not one of them.
Wayne Wolford lowered his eyes. At that moment, he wanted to climb into a black hole and die. Monica couldn't stand him, and she was right. She made an attempt to stand, and he reached for her.
Don't touch me!
I merely wanted to kiss you on the cheek just to say goodbye,
Wayne said.
Sure, I'll just bet.
I can never do that again.
I'll make sure of that. If you ever touch me again, I'll kill you.